What's up, y'all? It's your host with the most. So have a toast, Leader Johnson. I am here in the Folly the Sports Podcast. We are live to talk about the main subject, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. Crazy, crazy, crazy. The crazy part is that we're not talking about the game to be the focal point. That's the first thing. But we're going to focus on that, too. That's going to be the focal point of this. But the thing is, okay, this is the big question, the elephant in the room. Why go at Angel Reese for doing the same thing Caitlin Clark did? And then we're going to address it without even dragging it on. It's racism. It is racism. I mean, it is what it is. Or it's a different part that also has to be into that, not just racism, which is the number one problem in the world. Stereotypes. That's all that was, man. It's two of them because the racism is in there. There's no ignoring that. It's definitely a fuel power. But then you got some people who just like, they're bitter. People are bitter. They beat them. They beat them. I mean, they came with their eight, you know, to come, but they beat them. They dominated them. So the whole world was riding off that Caitlin Clark hype. As soon as they see Angel Reese do what she did, that's about 10%. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to do 17. Let's give it a little notch that 17% stereotypical. Because some people are just like, oh my God, I mean, they got beat so bad. Especially if you Iowa fan, you really feel like, oh, that was just no class. But you know, Caitlin Clark, man, she was getting down, wasn't she? You can't, that's how I became famous. That's the reason Angel Reese even did it. Caitlin Clark, that was her thing. Now, if she got on there and say she copied off me, she got the whole, there's no stereotypes, there's nothing in that. If Caitlin Clark got on there, she copied off me. Caitlin Clark been classy the whole time. Angel Reese has been classy. She just been doing her thing. She got the same. Cause she's more turned up than Caitlin Clark. Hey, that's she's a different. She's a beast. They're both two unicorn beasts. One beast met the other, and boom, this could be a great rivalry in WNBA. I'm going to follow. It has made me turn even more up to women basketball. When has this happened? But let's just be real. That's all that was: racism, stereotypical. I even do some more percentages. 20%. You want to do that? Because some people are just like, oh, I didn't think. Listen, if you didn't think that, then you just fall back. But you do know that exists. Even the people who didn't think that know that exists. You have to be crazy out your mind. That's what the majority is on. Because that's just it. That's the majority on that. Why would you be mad that Angel Reese did it? Why would they even be mad she did it? Why? I mean, Angel Reese, the whole thing, she was mad because, look, why y'all all on Caitlin Clark? Like, can we stop her? And we LSU. You know, this was real competition, too. Gladiators, this was really getting dead. She ain't mad at Caitlin Clark. She mad at the people that's going at her for doing what she did. It's crazy. This is crazy. These girls have been superstars the whole year. Caitlin Clark has been a beast the whole year. This isn't new. You can't see her. She could have did that 1,000 games, just like Angel Reese could have did that all tournament, 1,000 games. Like, she just been one of those girls, and this was good to see two superstar girls. But we are interfered with people throwing names and throwing shots. That is it. It's one thing to say I don't think she should have did that, but it's one thing to come out with these name calling. Even if you say you think she shouldn't have did that, it's bad, you know. It's bad. Like, we already know. Like, what is your problem? If you say it's classless for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to do it, you're not in this conversation. You're totally back out this conversation. You really just don't like it. You don't like it. But if you're choosing one, even if you're saying that it's classes for Caitlin Clark to do it and Andrew Reese can do it, either way, vice versa, you're wrong. And it's racial in both situations. Both situations. Come on, man. Great game. Caitlin Clark's going to be in the NBA. Andrew Reese, sophomore, man. She said it. I'm a sophomore. She's going to see more. She's going to do more in college. Ooh, that she could be, listen, like the girls, I really, you know, Breonna Stewart is a beast, right? But, you know, you got my Tasheril Soups is my favorite female basketball player of all time, right? Dawn Staley is a heart favorite because she's Philly, okay? I'm born in Philly. I'm born in West Philly, raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. So I know sports in both towns deeply, right? As deep as possible. But anyway, okay. Cheryl Swoop's my favorite. But then Maya Moore became like LeBron is to me. Like, Allen Iverson's my favorite of all time. Cheryl Swoop's my favorite female of all time. And then LeBron came. Boom, that's my second favorite. Maya Moore is my second, man. Maya Moore is just that chick, you know, Candace Parker, you know. But now, just looking at the game now, you know, Skylar Diggins is a good one. Brittany Griner is another one of my favorites. But looking at it now, Caitlin Clark is something special, right? But Angel Reese is different. Just by the attitudes of both, I'm just like, ooh, I'm looking at them. Like, I like the it's like Embiid, the shit talking. The shit talking is everything. The shit talking is everything, man. Gotta bring that back. Because they taking too much out of sports. They make it like punks. And it took the women. Look, that's Paul Taliaferro. Guys like that back in the day, it was different. Goodell and Silver, look at how the women doing. And we got to listen. We got to tighten up some of these rules go when the women is coming like gladiators like this. Listen, and where's the money for these women now? See, man, what's the figures that's saying that these girls can't get paid because they're getting better and better and better and better and better and better. It's just getting more exciting and more exciting, more exciting. You know, I think NIL helps, especially for the high school girls, you know, girls like Jada Williams, you know, making money, NIL, real good opportunities for the parents to benefit off popularity. Jada's mom, Jill, is a queen, is a leader. And a trooper, because I mean, she's traveling like, phew, man. I remember Jalen Green's parents traveling, Marcus and Bree. I'm like, God dang. Look, the auntie, Christy, was, I'm like, God dang, y'all is ante up. You know, then Rod Hampton, RJ's dad, you know, they around, you know. I mean, shout out to the Hampton family, Marquita, all of them. They're just great family. Good families, you know. Terrell Ramey for Courtney Ramey. Mr. Claude, Clark for Nembhard, you know, I mean, Jesus. The Mobley family, Eric and them, I mean, Jesus. Out there, just out. Basketball going to travel more than football because, I mean, you know, I could talk about Micah Parsons and Tariq Smith and, you know, Justin. I mean, well, not Justin Fields exactly, you know, because I kept up with Justin. But then when he left from Penn State, you know, I didn't know the contact was gone. So, so many different people, Julian Fleming, families, Brian Bressy, family supporting families. I mean, crazy, you know, so it's just to see, it's a good thing. It's a good, great thing. But, off cue right there, but just talking about Angel Reese, just moving on to the next level of female basketball. I like Angel Reese now. I think she just grabbed me with her personality. She's been playing lights out, right? But now that's different. The same way I like Charles Barkley, because Charles Barkley get on the court. You might say things about him. He used to fight, sometimes get in the fights outside and get in trouble. But he stopped, he recognized what was going on. But see, on the court, he going to have an attitude, and he going to play like dominant. Like, that's why I say the best power forward of all time is Charles Barkley. Y'all can talk about Tim Duncan because of the rings, but Barkley didn't have the coach or the people around him. You got to understand, coaches are unicorns, man. Like, nobody's giving coaches Phil Jackson, Craig Popovich. There's only a certain amount of coaches that won a lot. I mean, you got coaches that always didn't win with LeBron. It's not easy to win a championship and roll a team. Like, that's crazy. And Barkley was 6'5". Listen, he's small. And in that time, power forward, 6'10", 250, 6'9", 260. For him to be small like he was big, he was strong, but for him to be small like he was, and they put the wrong side. It says 6'6". He's not 6'6". Barkley's 6'4". 6'5", small power forward, and was dominating. He was that generation Zion Williams, real talk. And it was crazy because I never thought of it until somebody brought it up on SportsCenter. I was like, dang, yeah, he was like, that's how Barkley was. I mean, he could, as big as he was, he could jump over you, dunk on you, dominate, but he had to lose weight too. That's what Zion got to do. Zion got to lose that weight, man. Unbelievable what's happening with women's basketball right now. Can't wait to see Brea Cunningham and Jada Williams. But this is big. I think this finals, this championship was big enough to really put women's basketball on notice. And people are going to be watching both those girls now. I mean, the microscope is hard. But to break it down and for people to realize, that's what happened, man. It was racism. And then Jill Biden said she wanted to invite both a first lady, respectfully. First Lady Jill Biden said that she wanted to invite both LSU and Iowa to the White House. Now, everybody don't be saying, there's so many people don't like the Bidens for no reason. What did she say that for? She racist? No, that's not. She wants to bring both teams to show respect and try to balance it out. That's all it is. This is all she's trying to do. Bring both of them there and try to show respect and for both of them and the tide of the, because now she's a lady and she's feeling like, oh man, this is a woman stand up thing and this is, they're making the bad thing out of a woman situation. So she's more like, oh, I'm gonna save this. I gotta try to save it somehow. So for all y'all thinking stupid, oh, she's racist. I told her the Bidens are bad. Shut up. Bidens are not bad. Y'all talk about the Clintons and the Bidens. Y'all crazy. But that's not what you should do. First Lady Jill Biden, what you should do is do the regular tradition. LSU should go there. LSU goes there. They do their thing. You even talk to Angel Reese and the rest of the team there. But to do both of them, just bring them to the White House on another day on a personal note, and then you take pictures, and it's time for everybody to stand up. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese do not hate each other. This is basketball. Caitlin Clark was a sport. She knew it. These are warriors going at it. What are we talking about? What are you talking about? You just totally made nonsense out of a great warrior battle. Straight up, America. There we go again. That is, great job, America. Great fucking job. Had to be, we got to get these people. They in the way. They are in the fucking way. Fuck that. They are in the way. Crazy. But when we get back, man, I'm going to talk more about, there's a lot of things to talk about. Trenton Flowers, Sky Clark at Louisville, man. What are we talking about here? All right, and then we have Villanova football. I want to get on that and talk about the offense. In particular, quarterbacks, we'll get back to that when we get back on Follow the Leader.
I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, but now's a daily word. Iller than armor, iller than armor. Rock him on the main calm. Feel our feet, feel our feet. Let's motivate. I wanna see them keep following the swallowing, taking the bait, biting and crawling, biting and crawling. Step away from frozen, step away from frozen. And as the rhyme gets chosen, rhyme follow, gets me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Not even a satellite, not even a satellite.
We back. Yeah. Not like Rakim, man. Okay, we are back here, and I'm gonna jump into Trenton Flowers and Sky Clark because I'm excited about it. I know both gentlemen. I just really started last year really following on who Trenton Flowers, and he's just evolved, and he reminds me of a Grant Hill type of player, the way he plays, okay? You can even think of Scottie Pippen, all right? Then Sky Clark, always Kyrie Irving to me. Y'all haven't seen they haven't really got to see the best, you know, of Sky Clark. You know, he went to Illinois, he's a little injured, but he showed you what he's about. You've seen the ups of Sky Clark. And then, you know, Sky Clark, you know, he had family concerns, you know. No doubt he's a guy that's always about family and there for his family. And so he did what he had to do. So now he's back and he goes with Coach Payne. It's a good fit. And then you get Trent Flowers. They got him like back to back. Coach, man, Kenny Payne been a beast for a minute, man. I mean, just like I said about Kyle Neptune, guys that can recruit, you can guarantee they're going to assemble a roster. They got respect. Kyle Neptune has ultimate respect in the recruiting field, so just like Kenny Payne, you know. So that makes great coaches, or at least guys that can assemble a roster and find talent, no question. But these two guys are going to be Neptune and Payne are going to be a problem. It was only a matter of time before he got, you know, what he needed in Louisville. And with Sky Clark and his ball handling ability, what he's able to do with the basketball, and now he gets a running mate. I mean, an NBA draft from my guy Mike draft from, we both, you know, do our thing. And NBA draft from, he feels like two and done. Trent Flowers will be in the 2025 draft, and I definitely agree with that as a max limit for him. You know, and because his talent is, they're looking now, and with Louisville, Trenton Flowers is going to be a major part of what Louisville is going to do this year. This was a major, major commit with Trenton Flowers. And you put him with Sky Clark. And some people have him rated, you know, 247 is kind of went off. He's like a four-star. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, did you see how he played with Bronny James? I come out with an interview for NBA Draft from coming up real soon. It's about to come, be released in. This guy is ready to be a player, you know. He's ready to I think you haven't seen the best of him. And, you know, you see who he says, you know, talks about Jason Tatum. Like, you can see this guy trying to be maxed out into that level. Because I said Scottie Pippen, and I said, who did I say? Scottie Pippen and Grant Hill. But if he, you know, in this day and age, people want to shoot from the outside, so they're going to adapt it. If he gets that outside shot to be amazing, he can be something different. I mean, I could see him being a top 10 pick. Sky Clark, we'll just see how it goes down. I mean, the only reason that I got to be realistic, because if I'm putting him in there, he's a top 10, another top 20 player in the draft. No question, no more than top 20. I think that's what he'll be regardless, but he's a top 10 talent. That is unquestionable. Top 10. But now that you play those extra years, people, the scouts are not going to judge him like that. They got other guys coming in, and then they're like, well, what makes him over this guy? This guy can do the same thing. There's not a Sky Clark, especially with a guy that has experience. This team is going to run very good. Sky Clark is going to be a good point guard. He'll be starting in the NBA. He knows how to run a team. Shout out to the Clark family. Also, his brother doing great in overtime. Very, very good talent. That is going to be an interesting family to watch. Because I can see his brother Z. Zaza is a very good player. Very good player. And longer, athletic, is going to be something to see. Also, in the NBA, I'm still waiting for. I still believe in Sharif O'Neal. Still do. And Bobo. All right. Villanova football. Listen, the year that just passed, things happen. Things always happen. It is what it is. But the quarterbacks have to be the whole thing for this to even go good. The quarterbacks have to be even better. Connor Watkins has. He's a gunslinger. Just has to do good at better at decision making, being ready to make plays and stay consistent. You know, that was always a big thing for Villanova, you know, more big plays. If they get a bad play, they're overshadowing it with plays that are even better, you know, long passes, touchdowns, you know, always staying in the game. Last year was a little harder. I mean, it's different. You got to understand, these guys are just playing together for the first time. So, you know, when they got Daniel Smith was already a quarterback that had been successful with Campbell. So he had already done that. Connor Watkins was just getting in, and now he's getting used to everybody. And he has the weapons. Jaren Hayek and Rajuan Pringle are coming back. You still got tight ends. You still got your running backs. Jalen Jackson's coming back. Villanova is going to be – they still have the team to be a dominant and the top team. I think this year is going to happen. So that's we're going to get more on recruiting. All right, so a lot of things I got. Wayne Adair, it's a couple of guys I have come in. It's a whole bunch. I mean, they're recruiting hard. Villanova's really going harder. Like 2016, I started covering this team and really, really believed in them. And I just saw it. But the recruiting wasn't as hard as it is now. I mean, I think it's Villanova's a brand now in football. And I feel like they should be, you know, with the major programs. Put them in, you know, programs in the Division I, you know, 1A. I think they should be there. All right, man. I'm out, y'all. The Sixer game is on right now. So you're getting this podcast during the Sixer game. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow the leader. Follow the leader of our chemistry. Keep following. Follow the leader of our chemistry. Follow the leader of our chemistry.